is URN
University
Radio
Nottingham.
Hello and welcome back to your Thursday Pulse, URN's daily news show. I'm Elle, your host, and today I'm joined by Catherine, Tom, Matt and Colin. Next up, we've got a story from Tom about the banning of society initiations.
So in December 2016, Ed Farmer, a university student, went into cardiac arrest during a bar crawl organised by a Newcastle Uni Student Society. And his father has called for students who organise these initiation events to be expelled, naming them coercive, as well as criticising the lack of awareness of the inherent risks of binge drinking. This isn't the first death along these lines. In 2006, an ex-student died at a golf initiation. But the facts of this specific case... at this initiation, first years had their head shaved, were sprayed with paint to mark stock, and bobbed for apples in a mixture of urine and alcohol. Students were pressured to drink high volumes of alcohol in a short period of time, and two rounds of at least 100 triple vodkas were shared among 40 people, which roughly translates to just over 4 triple vodka and lemonades per person. The report does note that students were not forced to attend and could leave at any time. And while students were aware that initiation events had been banned at Newcastle, it's the same at Nottingham, because they were dangerous and put a lot of pressure on people, a lot of students do view them as tradition, and nevertheless, many students do find these a fun way to break the ice to make new friends. So questions on this issue: is banning the students who organise these events an appropriate punishment? Is this initiation to blame for the student's death, and are initiations appropriate, and could they ever be stamped out?
It's quite a controversial issue. I think that a lot of initiations like this, you know, it's just way too far. You know, there's a difference between maybe buying a fresher a drink and trying to get to integrate them into a society, and they said making them do 12 triple vodkas. Mm-hmm. Is that the maths is correct in that, right? Yeah,
4 triple vodkas, but so 12 shots.
12 shots of vodka, mm-hmm. Which, you know, by I think by anyone's standards is quite a lot. And like, you know, there's no to be honest, there's no surprise that however sad it is, somebody died eventually from this, because, you know, ultimately alcohol affects people differently, and you have to treat it with a bit of respect sometimes. And yeah, it's just really sad to see. And I know it's been a problem at this university, and they've clamped down on it in recent years. Like, I do get that it's part of sort of integrating people into society and trying to get a sort of, especially like a sports team, like a sense of team spirit. But there's a difference between doing that sort of stuff and, I don't know, making them wear some fancy dress or do a song or something. You know, that's a different level.
Do people believe that the people organising these events should be expelled from university?
Events like that, yeah, I think they should be, because, you know, you shouldn't be having to pressure a fresher into drinking that much alcohol. It's absurd.
Especially if you're a member of the committee, you're put in a position where you're, I guess, in charge of the welfare of the students who are part of your society. And if you're taking that for granted and ultimately one of them dies or ends up hospitalised, that is your responsibility and your burden to carry as part of the committee.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think that... the students involved in organising this particular one, this kid died at, should be banned, should be expelled now, because it's happened and there weren't rules in place before that, unless, I don't know if Newcastle did, but if you're at a university where you break the rules to organise an initiation, then I think I would say you should be expelled. Like, as Catherine said, they have a responsibility to look after the students.
I think that's really interesting. I come on almost the completely opposite, like the inverse. I think... you have an innate sense of responsibility when you're putting on these events as a committee member. I was a committee member for the last 2 years, to put on events which are beneficial and are safe. And I think most initiations do, well, the vast majority of initiations are on the good side of that. To ban them all seems, again, like some people are just better at things than others, and the vast majority of responsible people recognise that that's insane. But to ban them from all will probably just drive it underground. There's always going to be... I mean, I brought up the point of, is this tradition? Can it ever be stopped?
I mean, I think the argument that just because something is tradition, it shouldn't be stopped or can never be stopped is a very dangerous one. You look at kind of traditions throughout history, like racist traditions, etc. There is... one of the good things about humans is our ability to progress and to spot when things are wrong. I don't necessarily know banning initiations outright is the correct thing, because, as Matt said, you know, you've got some... they're a good way to integrate people into societies, but you can do it in a fun way that doesn't revolve around kind of pressuring people, especially with drinking culture at university. Like, I think the fact that a lot of initiations revolve around drinking is the main problem for me personally. But yeah, I don't know. What do you think if initiations don't involve alcohol? Is that a better way around it? Or
The University of Nottingham had a scheme over the last couple of years to, I can't remember the name of it, it was basically to get alcohol out of societies, and we found it incredibly difficult to get people to events where there wasn't alcohol, mm-hmm. or to think of events where people would turn up to without the presence of alcohol, which I think is just kind of as indicative of British kind of culture of how we socialise than anything.
I think if the initiation's humiliating, degrading, dangerous, it should be banned. I think we can all agree on that. But I think I've been to university a couple of times now, and I think Freshers' Week could be argued is exactly the same. It's loads of reps getting 18-year-old vulnerable people that are just away from home absolutely ratted, you know, and for no other reason than, oh, you're away from... I think Freshers' Week's are dangerous alcohol-wise as well, mm-hmm. I think. You take busloads of university students that have just left home that have no idea of what moderation is, and they're thrust into the city of Nottingham by reps that should know better. Mm-hmm. I think, for me, as an older person, that it's a little concerning.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, to provide balance to that, I know that the Welcome Week mentors do have a lot of training on looking after and safeguarding freshers. But I do think there is an underlying culture, whether that comes from the reps themselves, whether that just comes from wider university culture of kind of drinking and excessive drinking.
I agree. I think it comes more from the drink culture. Like, e.g., I didn't get that drunk in fresh. Well, I did go out quite a lot, but I didn't get ridiculously drunk because I didn't want to be that person that everyone had to look after. And I think it's just sort of a mentality. Like, yes, I do agree that to an extent reps do take advantage of freshers, but I do think there are freshers out there who think, I'm going out to get ridiculously drunk, and not a lot will have stopped them.
I think also there's an issue of kind of personal responsibility. If you're 18, I was aware by that age, due to kind of the influence of my parents or whatever, that doing than getting ridiculously drunk or to a point where I couldn't kind of make sure I was safe was a bad idea. And just because there's kind of a drinking culture, you can't kind of wave away all of these incidents as you know, these people aren't responsible for themselves, because they are.
But then I suppose the issue there is you're saying you're responsible for yourself, but if you're increasingly pressured in an initiation environment where you are degraded and humiliated if you don't participate, I think that's the problem with the drinking in those.
And also, you're 18, you're in a new place, you're desperate to fit in. Are you going to be the one that everybody's going to go, oh, you're not drinking? You know, there is a serious pressure at play, I think.
I think personally, I don't drink, and I never necessarily felt pressure in terms of people being kind of aggressive towards me to make me drink. But there is a pressure in terms of just everything is organised around alcohol. And it is difficult because, as Tom said, like, most people want to go to events with alcohol where alcohol is present. And I don't think that's a problem at all. It's just that obsessive focus on it that does seem to be the issue. Whether education is what's needed in that sense, I don't.
I think that cases where drinking is like a requirement of being like allowed in and things like that. But I don't know if that's necessarily what happens in the UK or in the UK or maybe even in Nottingham. But there are certain societies where I'm sure, like, you know, they'll give better spots to certain team members and things like that if they drink. That shouldn't be allowed. I think we can all agree with that.
My understanding of some of the sports societies here, sports teams here, is that whilst there's kind of excessive drinking as a part of initiations, there have been team members which belong to faiths where that's not permitted, and they've in my understanding they've been allowed to kind of complete the initiations without drinking.
And that's how it should be. That's what I'm saying.
100%, of course.
But I'm sure at other universities there isn't policies in place, or maybe there is.
It's not a policy. I think again it just returns to the vast majority of people when they run these initiations to alcoholic events. Bear in mind that they have a responsibility to these people, which they are effectively probably coercing to drink, applying some kind of pressure. And that I think in cases where these people shirk this responsibility, it's a very obvious responsibility, and people end up dead or in horrible situations, unsafe situations, then they should be expelled from university, or at least expelled from the committee.
Yeah, I think in general we all seem to think that maybe it just shouldn't be banned outright, but more regulation is required, and then people can use that regulation as they want sensibly to plan initiations. Mm-hmm. So on that note, we'll have a song next. It's Breathe by Camel Fat and Christoph.
This is URN.